ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Kia ora, nice to have you listening today. If you've ever frequented the renowned Cuba Street in the heart of Wellington, you're probably familiar with the work of one Emma Smith. Emma creates the delightful and ever-changing Ico Ico window displays. It's a retail store on Cuba Mall, and it's a real throwback to handmade, personalised window displays. She makes a new one entirely by herself each few weeks, transforming all sorts of cheap stuff into amazing art displays. And we were really keen to hear more, so we've invited her into the Wellington studio where she joins me now. Hi, Emma.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thank you for your time today. When did you get started with these?
I started about 10 years ago now. Started off at Ico Ico.
You were the store manager back then?
I was, all just a floor girl and just put out stock and I was still there that. And one of the girls who did it before me went on maternity leave and took over from her, and it's, yeah, been like that ever since.
Yeah. Did it start small and you sort of built on it over the years, or did you start big as you mean to continue?
Yeah. Well, my dad started off in window displays, so I've always been familiar with making props and making fun things out of, you know, recycled products and things. So I started off big. I was actually looking back at the old posts of my first window, and I made some jellyfish out of tinsel and some waves out of polystyrene. It was a Wes Anderson themed one, and I've always liked to go big or go home.
Love that. And is a bit of a lost art, do you think? You don't see too many of these around.
I mean, I think it's special to Cuba Street. I mean, Ico Ico is such a iconic place that people have always loved to go to, and I think people really love seeing art in real life and being translated into a fun store, and seeing that come to life is pretty cool.
Can you give us an idea of the sorts of things that you've created over the years?
For instance, we do a very fun Christmas window each year. We do a different theme each year. And for instance, 2 years ago we did a gingerbread little village, and it was all made out of cardboard and spackle, and because obviously we get sent so much stock that we just have all this cardboard lying around. And what's the best thing to use for gingerbread houses is cardboard, so it just ended up being so great. So lots of things like that. And then we sell little tiny felt mice, and we kind of incorporate those and them dancing in the village, and you know, collecting mail from Santa's little mailbox and stuff. So things like that is, on the lines of what we get up to there.
Do you have much of a budget for them?
I mean, they're very cool. They're super lenient, but we try keep it, you know, cheap and cheerful, and you know, just try use as much resources that we have, and you know, it's about as well keeping on the terms of, you know, recycling what you have and what you. You know, try not to create too much waste, and we reuse a lot of stuff. And you know, I've used the same carrots for the last 4 years of the Easter window, slowly upgrading them each year and giving them a paint job, and using bits of cardboard that you know we've used over the years. And
do you think it works? Do you think people see the window displays and are more likely to come into the store?
I think it does, yeah. I mean, every time I walk past myself, you know, my husband was talking to me about it yesterday. He was going, every time I walk in, you know, people are outside going, oh, how fun, how cool, what's the new next window? You know, oh, look, it's, you know, the new window. It's really super rewarding when people kind of have a good feedback on, a good response on something that has taken a little bit of time. But, yeah, I think people do have a good response to it.
Yeah.
People do appreciate it. People see the, you know, the physical side of the advertising of what we stock and what we have, and you know, we bring it to life because I think what we stock is really cool and holds value.
Yeah. And also, I suppose, if retailers noticing a decline in people coming through the door, things like this can make your shopping experience a little more special than
100%,
stuff that online can't compete with.
For sure, for sure. And it just makes it a bit more magical coming into the city and having something that is an experiment, experience as well. Sorry.
Do you do other things with your art as well?
I do, yes. Just out of just working for Maiko and just meeting new people and community, and you meet all the business owners around the city, and it's a good little hub for connection. And I've done murals for different businesses around the city, and like Parrot Dog and Monkfish on Vivian and Trendy's Piercing Studio, and just lots of fun different areas. And this year I did the Wellington Advent Calendar, which was fun. And it's created a lot of work from, social media helps as well. So I've been uploading the windows and how I make them and behind the scenes and stuff of what I do on social media. And then that just kind of goes from there, and people reach out and go, hey, can you do this for me? I see that you've done this for the Ico window. Can you do something similar? Or, can you do a painting on my wall? Or, yeah, it's been a very organic transition.
Great. You got plans for your next display already?
No, we are very on the fly. We kind of choose within the day or so. So, yeah, it's we kind of check what stock we have or something that's new that's come in. That's we just unpackage and we go, oh, this would be a great window for the day. Sometimes we plan ahead. So, like, it's the Easter window. Sometimes I'll have, like, a week to think on it or just, a little time in advance. And but, yeah, most of it is on the fly.
Tell you what, your dad must be proud. I mean, all parents, well, a lot of parents hope that their children go into the same profession as them, not me.
Yeah.
But as a window display guy, he would only have dreamed that his daughter would be doing the same thing one day.
Totally. Well, he did the window displays for United Video down in Courtney Place for
did
about
he
20
just,
years. So
come on.
I used to help him there when But yeah, no, it's
any other
fun
stores in Wellington to shout out to that still put time and effort into this?
Ooh, I mean, I would.
That's okay. You can be the number one. That's all right.
Put out Monkfish on Vivian Street, the wee brewery there.
Yeah.
They always have a cool, fun thing going on there.
Cool. Well, it's one thing for people to look out for next time they're visiting the capital. And thanks for your part in making Cuba Street even more creative, Emma.
Thank you very much for having me.
Emma Smith, in charge of the window displays at Ico Ico.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.